بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. السلام عليكم. A very warm welcome to the enlightening waves of IRIB English Radio. You're listening to the program The Last Savior. Brother Muhammad Liaquat Abbas, assalamu alaikum.
Alaikum salam, sister.
A very warm welcome.
Thank you so much.
Brother Liaquat is a research scholar in the House of Ulema of Qom and has a deep insight on this particular topic. So when talking about the responsibilities of the waiters, a lot of things come into the mind, and you also helped us in the previous episodes. Now again, I would like to know more from you, like, what are the responsibilities of a waiters, especially when we talk about creating grounds for the arrival of Imam?
When we speak about the responsibilities, in the first place, I would say the responsibilities are a lot. We being the Shias, we being the believers, alhamdulillah, we have a lot of responsibilities,
yeah.
And I'm pretty much sure, like, we are not going to fulfill all of them, yeah, to some extent. People might fulfill their responsibilities as being the true awaiters of the Imam, ajallahu ta'ala farajahu sharif. But in other places, maybe there's a higher possibility that they might fail in fulfilling their responsibility. So the question rises, okay, so am I a true awaiter? Yeah. So the answer to it is, you know, like this person who is a waiter of Imam, ajallahu ta'ala farajahu sharif, he has a spectrum in himself, just like faith has a spectrum, yeah?
Right.
Example, Salman, or example, Abu Zar, rahmatullahi alayhima, or even like Miqdad, the famous companion of Imam Ali alayhi salam. Their faith is like a lot, like the strength of their faith is really a lot, yeah? Mm-hmm. And when we compare our faith to them, it might feel like it's very, I would say, it's significant, or it's too less when compared to their faith, yeah?
Right.
Likewise, there are people who really await a lot and they fulfill their responsibilities to the maximum extent possible.
Right.
But when we consider ourselves, example, like the common masses, general masses, they might not fulfill till that extent.
Right.
Yeah? But the responsibilities are still lying in their own place. And one of them, just like you have said, that it is creating the grounds for the Imam, ajallahu ta'ala farajahu sharif. Now, the important question is, how do I, as a waiter of the Imam, create grounds for the Imam to reappear?
Right.
Is it from the Imam himself, or is it from my side?
Right.
The answer goes both. Like, it's from the Imam's side to some extent. Okay.
Interesting.
He's Imam al-Muntazar. Yeah. The awaited Imam. Yeah. And one responsibility is from our side. When we go hand in hand, that is when the zuhur is going to happen.
Your hand and please show me the way to be one of the pure and chosen companions, so that I can swear the oath of allegiance. I'll give everything that I love in God's name to avenge the blood of your grandfather Hussein. Every step of the way my dream will come true. On my last breath, oh master,
welcome back. You are listening to The Last Savior. You're tuned into the enlightening ways of IRIB English Radio. Brother Liaquat Abbas is here, and we are talking about the responsibilities of the waiters. So, Brother Liaquat, you said we have to be preparing grounds for the arrival of Imam. And this responsibility goes both for the waiters and also for the Imam. So that was a little bit interesting. So we'd like to know more, definitely.
What is the responsibility of the Imam himself, you know?
Right.
You know, the responsibility of the Imam is that he is Al-Hadi, meaning he's the guide, okay?
Right.
So he guides us, yeah? It's like a circular process, if
right.
we see, okay? So he guides us towards himself.
Right.
Then, because of his help, we are going to create grounds for him to reappear.
Right.
And then he reappears.
Mm-hmm.
So you see, it's like a hand-in-hand process. I'm right. giving you in a very simple language. I'm giving the whole, I would say, summary,
right.
yeah, in a very kind of simple language so that, inshallah, people might easily understand, inshallah. So, but it goes back again to people now. Like, are they going towards the imam? Like, just like Sayyida Fatima Az-Zahra, you know the hadith.
Salamu alayha.
She said, Masalatul Imam, like the example of the Imam is Kal Kaaba, like just like the Kaaba. The people should go. When it was asked to her, like, why isn't your husband standing up for his haqq, like for his
right.
caliphate? Yeah,
right.
example, like he should be going towards people and stuff. Then Sayyida Fatima was like, it's the status of the Imam is like Kaaba. The Kaaba is not going to go near the people. People should come near
the Kaaba,
you see?
The center.
But you know what? When people come to the Kaaba, you know, there's an hadith which says, until a person looks at the holy Kaaba, worship is written for him. Yeah? This is a famous hadith. Like for those, example, who go to Hajj or Umrah, it's a beautiful opportunity. You don't do anything. You just sit and you just look at the holy Kaaba and worship. Ibadah is written. Exactly.
Wow.
Yeah. So likewise, now that the person has gone to the Kaaba, Kaaba is also helping the person back, like by giving worship. Of course, in his book of deeds, if he would have to look here and there, there's no worship written. But because of the Kaaba, worship is being written, meaning he's excelling in his spiritual status.
All right.
Exactly. Yep. So likewise, if a person goes to the Imam for guidance, oh my Mawla, this is what we lack, I would say.
Yeah.
This is what we lack. Oh my Imam, please do help me.
Right.
Please do help me to create grounds for you. I don't know how to create grounds for you.
You help me.
You do help me.
All
you
right.
know how to create grounds for yourself, isn't
All
it?
Right.
Yeah. So then the Imam is going to help me and I'm going to create grounds for him. You see? So there is a wazifa on me to go to the Imam in the first
yeah.
place as well. Okay.
Yeah.
Then the responsibility, you know what? Sometimes it is the lutf, it is the generosity of the Imam that he guides us without we asking for any
him,
kind of
yeah.
help. You might have seen this a lot of times in
Indeed.
Your life. They would say a ghaibi madad, like they would say
a help from the unknown.
Yeah, exactly. Something which is unseen. There
right.
is some help which is unseen
right.
has helped me, and I'm kind of astonished, you see.
Right.
So
as
this
our
happens.
Discussion is getting mm-hmm. interesting, we are reaching towards the last part of today's episode, but before that we take a short break and we'll conclude it.
مهديون في الأزمان شع ضياءه ربنا في العالمين أضفع له نور أليق والظالم ابتدأه من أجل السالكين أهدى سنه مهديون في الأزمان شع ضياءه ربنا في العالمين أضفع له نور أليق والظالم ابتدأه من أجل السالكين أهدى سنه
Welcome back. You're listening to The Last Savior. This is IRIB English Radio. Brother Liaquat is helping us with understanding the responsibilities of the waiters.
So once the grounds are created, then the zuhur is going to happen. The reappearance is going to happen. Now, the question rises, okay, so the reappearance is going to happen like all at once for everyone? Or is it no, the answer is something else. So the scholars have said there is a zuhur al-fardi and zuhur al-ijtima'i.
All right.
Meaning the reappearance for the individual himself and the reappearance for the societies or for the whole world, yeah? So over here, if I as an awaiter, really, I've strived hard and have this urge in myself to meet the Imam,
right.
to speak to him, yeah? And like... I really want to see him every day, like
right.
in my life, yeah?
Right.
Then, And I really have done a lot for him.
Right.
And you know, trust me, the Imam is going to reappear for him. Of
right.
course, the Imam is going to instruct him not to tell anyone and everything. There are incidents in the past, like where the ulama, the people, I would say those who have really strived hard for the Imam, have seen the Imam, have met the Imam.
Right.
And this zuhur is possible. This can happen in a person's life for sure.
Right.
Okay? But the zuhur al-ijtima'i, like the reappearance which is going to happen for the whole world, is in accordance to the maslahat of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, when Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala wants.
His wisdom.
But one thing.
Yeah.
There's a loophole. And that is the dua of ijtima, meaning a collective dua.
Right.
Meaning if all the people gather and they are on a same stand, on a same platform, that the Imam should reappear very soon, then it is possible that the Imam might reappear like years and years and years and years and hundreds of years before the actual time.
All right.
It reminds us
of the, you know, Prophet Musa's time,
exactly.
when there was a collective praying and the
exactly.
rain of mercy, rain of blessings.
Yes, Hazrat Musa alayhi salam, he came to that qawm or that society, like they say in a few riwayah, it's like 40 years written, and few riwayah state even more. But the thing is, you know, over here, the urge of the society is there. And this also falls upon the shoulder of a particular or a single awaiter.
Yeah.
Like example, if I am an awaiter, I have to make the people aware. Have that urge in yourself.
Right.
I have to change the people. Once I change myself, I create grounds inside myself, and slowly, slowly, while I'm creating grounds inside myself, I also make other people have urge towards the Imam. You know, someone is missing in our life, you see? Like, tell them, this is not fine. We are living without a proper leader, like
right.
the actual leader, I would say. Yeah? So who is like not in touch with us? Like, we are not in touch with him. He
right.
is in touch with us, you
right.
see? So if we create urge and all the people gather collectively, have this feeling inside themselves, then the zuhur al-ijtima, the actual zuhur which is going to happen, is not too far.
Right.
Inshallah.
Inshallah. So yeah, we really look forward to the day when, you know, that reappearance happens.
Yeah. Inshallah.
And as you said, collective duas do matter. And
collective change matters. Collective
yes.
duas matters. Collective faith matters. Collective amr bil ma'roof matters. Collective nahi anil munkar matters. Everything which happens collective, when the collective format comes,
right.
the actual zuhur, the real zuhur for everyone is going to happen.
Reappearance.
And the actual reappearance, yeah, exactly. For this, there should be the awaiter's quantity should increase. The
right.
quality as well as quantity. Over
All
here,
right.
the quality
Important.
And quantity is for only for one person.
Right.
Quantity is just one. The
Individual.
Quality is there, but it's too less, yeah?
Yeah.
Over there, the quality is there and also the quantity has increased.
Yes, and as we have yeah. witnessed throughout the history, that change do not come as such, revolutions do not come as such. They require a big change, so the quality and quantity, as brother mentioned, do matter a lot. So we express our gratitude to you for helping us with those insights about the Imam of Time. May Allah increase your knowledge day by day, and may you be among the awaiters of true awaiters of Imam. And we as well, you pray for us, we pray for you, because, you know, praying for each other does have a different level impact. Thank you so much. Thank you, dear listeners. You were listening to IRIB English Radio. Until another session, take good care. Wassalamu alaikum warahmatullahi wabarakatuh.